You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. The Rockies went into Atlanta and actually beat the world champion Braves last night.
Oh, that's good.
Everyone, go buy a lottery ticket today.
Good for them. That's got to be a little boost to their confidence.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, we can take on the world now.
They'll play again tonight at the Women's Hockey World Championships in Denmark. The United States beat Canada 5-2. And I am proud to say that our goalie, the winning goalie for Team USA, was Lakewood native Nicole Hensley, who went to Green Mountain High School and won the state championship 10 years ago. So how cool is that?
That's really cool.
USA beat Canada.
It's nice little add a girl for Green Mountain.
Like that. U.S. life expectancy dropped for the second year in a row last year. We've been used to for like the last 70, 80 years or whatever.
COVID related though, right? Is it because of COVID?
Well, isn't that interesting? They say that is part of it, but it's not all of it. They say there are a bunch of other factors as well.
Raw cookie dough.
Good answer. Average life expectancy back in 2019 was about 79 years. In 2020, it dropped to 77. Now, last year, it fell to 76.
Ruh-roh.
Last time it was this low was back in 1996, so more than 25 years ago. We're going backwards.
You only have a few more years left, buddy.
I know. The clock is ticking. I got like 15 years now.
You better live your life to the fullest.
Oh, please. I'm going to live forever, and you know it. After a bad sensor led to the postponement of that big new rocket launch, NASA says they're going to try again this Saturday afternoon. So, Jeremy, if you want to try to watch.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you something, just
quickly. I'm excited.
I don't want to anger anybody, but I read a really interesting long-form piece about that rocket, and it changed my whole thinking about it. I'm not on board anymore.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
In what way?
Expense, all of the bureaucratic red tape, sustainability, reusability.
The pollution factor?
No, it didn't have to do with that.
I always get upset about that. Everyone's always up in arms about the cars and the factories and all the pollution. You seen what that thing puts out? Holy crap.
But I want
that can't
rockets.
Be good.
I just want them, you
we
know.
We need solar-powered rockets.
I just want them for one-tenth the price that NASA is paying for these things because of all the contracts that they've had for many years that they won't give up. Long story. Like I said, I don't want to anger anybody. There's a lot of aerospace people in the area, and nobody's a bigger fan of the space program than Dom Testa. Nobody. But I still have thoughts about it. Enough of that. We were talking about a flight a little while ago about the pilot threatening to turn that plane around. Another woman has gone viral. She spent 3 hours listening to a screaming child on her plane, so she has once again floated the idea of why airlines wouldn't do some adult-only flights. And she said she would pay more.
I got two things to say about this. Probably a good idea.
I got two things to say about this. One, my heart goes out to families who travel with small children because I've been on plenty
of flights. Well, that's the thing.
I mean, a frequent flyer, and I recognize what a challenge it is.
I have a lot of empathy now for those parents with the babies because I've been in that position. We were on a flight with small children. You know, we've been at restaurants where the kids were crying, and sometimes you just can't get them to stop crying. So I
totally
feel
understand.
For those parents now.
I'm not trying to keep children off of flights. However, I do like this idea of some flights paying a little bit more and you got to be an adult to fly. I like the idea. Just going to say. Hey, when I was in England, I told you about those train cars that are the quiet cars.
Sure. You want quiet flights. Although we just talked about what happens when you're an adult on a flight a few minutes ago. You get airdropped to pee-pee ding-ding pick.
Ain't it the truth?
And what's worse?
Here's another one. This might be a bigger topic. Maybe we can talk more about this at 7 or something. There's a bar out in L.A. called the Melody Bar and Grill, and now they're making the news because on Friday and Saturday nights, you know how the law says you got to be 21 to get into a bar?
Yeah.
On Friday and Saturday nights, this bar says you got to be 30. They will not allow anyone under the age of 30 into their bar on those two nights. Now, obviously, there are some people who are angry and upset. There are others who are praising this bar all day long. And I love this one comment that somebody made online. They said, I know it hurts right now, but when you're 30, you'll understand. And that is exactly right. I was a 24-year-old. I was a 22-year-old. I was a 26-year-old. I know. And once I got into my 30s, I was like, I don't, oh, no.
That music's too loud. Too many people.
Give me a more mature crowd, sure. Please. So, again, it's going to anger some people, but hey, what if you had a bar where you couldn't go if
you were 30? It'd be popular. It'd be popular.
What if it was a 20-only bar, 20-something-only bar?
Why
Maybe
not?
We can talk more about it. What else is trending?
Well, believe it or not, Butterball just released a bunch of predictions for Thanksgiving. Almost, what is it, 3 months away now or so? They do say 90% of Americans are planning on celebrating Thanksgiving this year. Are you guys planning on celebrating? Are you having friends and family over, DT?
I don't think we'll have anybody over. It'll just, but we still... Gretch still does the big spread.
Yeah, and believe it or not, from Butterball, 85% will serve turkey.
We will not.
Nice little plug for them. I think we're toying around with making the pilgrimage to Iowa this year for Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
We're thinking about
Why
it.
Why don't you? You haven't done that
roads are always a little dicey.
Roads.
It's a little icy on I-80, so. Do I want to say anything else about that? No, I don't. Who cares?
I think Thanksgiving out in the farmland of Iowa would be fun.
Yeah, we've done it before, and it's delightful.
Probably great food.
Dude, the mashed potatoes that Nicole's aunt makes with like
they walk
nine...
Because right out in the fields and pick them.
Well, it's like 9 sticks of butter and about 15 blocks of cream cheese and bacon and... It's insane what she puts into the mashed potatoes. You're like, oh my God, we're going to eat this?
You know what? I know Nicole's listening right now. Nicole, don't take no for an answer. Make your husband take you to Iowa for Thanksgiving.
Well, it's not a matter of me crossing my arms and saying no. I love going there. I really do.
I know, but you will do the whole roads thing, and I don't want to make the trip.
Well, we talked about it last night. I was like, remember when we ended up in the median on I-80 because of the ice?
That's
She's like,
time.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Everybody's got anecdotal stories. That doesn't mean it happens every time. Mm-hmm. Just go. It'll be great.
All right, fine. We're going.
We're off that week.
I know. So we shall see. Ladies, Leonardo DiCaprio is back on the market. He broke up with his model girlfriend, Camilla something or other.
But they broke up after
4 years, I guess. This says the last time they were photographed together was 4th of July weekend, and they haven't been spotted since. Here's the thing. She's 25, and he's what now, 40-something? Which is fine, whatever. But I was looking at some pictures of Leonardo DiCaprio, and he has really let himself go. So I don't know if he's the sex symbol that he used to be.
He's 47.
Is he 47? She was 25. If you look up pictures of them,
48.
She's in, you know, she's a beautiful young lady, very fit. You know, they're out on the beach, and he's like in this white T-shirt, and it's like stuck to him, and he's a thick, chunky monkey now.
Well, he'll get in shape for his next
I don't know. I don't know if he's just not that desirable anymore.
John Travolta used to let himself go between every film. Then he would do this rush thing of getting back in shape, shoot the movie, then get fat.
Leo has been out of shape for quite some time now, so we'll see.
Funny thing about that story, though,
what?
Is that it's just... There's nobody made an announcement. There's nothing. It's just that they haven't been photographed together, and they say he went out to dinner with a couple of guys. So that
hey, where's
is
your
their
girlfriend?
Evidence.
It might
That's
be.
That's their evidence
it might
that he
be.
Broke up?
Maybe. I don't know. We're just reporting on what's trending, man.
You're not really going to do it. It's another Tom Hanks story.
Yeah. I hate to disappoint you here, but he's now made a trivia game for Apple Arcade. It's called Hanks 101 Trivia. Comes out on Friday. About 58,000 questions, all different subjects, history, science, food, art, blah, 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 blah. But Tom is going to narrate the game, and you can play solo or compete head-to-head with another player. So
no, I like that.
He has narrated the game, 58,000 questions. They put him in a little audio booth and recorded him, and he probably made some serious bank by doing that.
As long as he just takes time off from movies for a while, that's good. But I don't mind the trivia.
Yeah, it should be kind of fun.
Just don't ever say 101 on this station again.
Oh, snap. Han Solo's prop blaster, the gun that he used in Star Wars, just sold for over $1 million at auction. Now, the winning bid was $900,000, and they put a bunch of fees on there from the auction house. But it topped $1 million.
Now, is this the one where he did or did not shoot first?
I believe it is. Yes, that one. And remember that whole controversy? He shot first. I think it was settled, wasn't it?
Until George Lucas went back in and changed the film.
What does he know?
Mm-hmm. We know that originally he Han Solo shot first.
Yeah, he did. That's why the other guy, you know, died. What was his name? Guido?
Guido.
I don't know, but it's not Guido. It's something with a
Guido.
I don't know. While you're looking that up, I do want to tell you really quick. Heinz has partnered with a thrift store to sell ketchup-stained clothes online. They're calling it Heinz Vintage Drip Collection. They gathered up secondhand pieces, and then they actually squirted Heinz ketchup on there.
No, forget that story. Go back to... it's Greedo.
Greedo. See, I was close.
You were
Greedo.
Close. Greedo.
Thank you
There's
very much.
There's a big difference between Greedo
and Greedo. But
and if you're not careful, somebody will meet you outside
the radio
station.
Listen, it was an honest mistake, but I was close, right? I mean,
yeah.
You get it. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. A portion of Interstate 55 in Memphis, Tennessee had to close down yesterday after a tractor-trailer spilled Alfredo sauce all across the roadway, and no pasta was in sight. Did you see the pictures of this? Insane.
Alfredo? I thought it was tomatoes.
No, it was Alfredo sauce. And if you look at the pictures and see the link on our Facebook, the whole highway is like white.
Oh, my God.
It's just covered.
There are two different stories, then.
Really? Yeah, this
you didn't
one's
hear
Alfredo
about the one
sauce.
About the ketchup? I mean, the tomatoes?
No. What's going on with the Chef Boyardee factory?
Where was your story?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, this was in California. It was a big truck that had a huge cargo of fresh tomatoes.
Oh, look at that.
And it closed down multiple lanes. Had backups forever. Hmm. And the highway patrol is saying, people don't realize how slippery the juice and the tomato skins are, it's like ice.
Yeah.
So the highway was shut down because of tomatoes on the road.
Then we do need somebody to wreck with a pasta truck and a French bread truck, and we are good to go.
Those people who were stuck in traffic, they needed some time to catch up after a while.
Yeah, so check out the spill on our Facebook
get
page.
It?
I get it. Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Catch up.